Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. Matthew 6 and 9. So then, pray in this way. Our Father in heaven, let your name be held holy. Relationships. Relationships. I feel that this is a real opportunity for us to grow together and to mature as disciples in Christ. I can't remember just where I read it, but the author was saying, we spend a lot of time on conversion, as we should, but then not enough. Not enough time on growing up, growing in spiritual maturity. The Lord's Prayer is for disciples. It is for disciples. And even though we say it with regularity. We say it in all kinds of settings. There are something new and fresh about these words. For when we pray them, we are inviting and claiming the presence of God. When we pray these words, it is a sign that we understand that we are not alone. When we pray these words, the Lord's Prayer is all about assurance. Over these next few weeks, we will see in the Lord's Prayer praise for God's work in the world. You find in this prayer our daily needs, and then you find prayer that there may be help in our daily struggles. And so we begin, and we hear Jesus say to the disciples, when you pray, say it this way. There was a reason for that. And it was that in this time, in the custom of this day, prayer had taken on a great deal of ritual. There were all kinds of words and all kinds of adjectives that were used when a person began to pray. In fact, persons began to think more of how they were praying than what they were praying. I wanted you to hear that. Persons thinking more of how they were praying than what they are praying. The prayer, like this, dies upon their lips. And so Jesus says, pray this way. Let the prayer be offered to God. And so we can name our God. I wanted you to hear that as well. For in this culture, Everything had taken on the significance of God. The tree and valleys were referred to as gods. Rivers and streams were referred to as gods. And then kings, rulers in this day, they all claimed to be God. And it was very often that these persons were cruel and vengeful. And so this becomes the image that people had of God. And so they needed words that could change their image. They needed a message that could draw them near to God, that could draw them near to God, even though they were not perfect. And so Jesus says, when you pray, say, "Our Father in heaven." A little girl was drawing, and a man walked up to her and said, "What are you drawing?" She said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." The man said, "Well, no one knows what God looks like." She said, "They will when I'm finished." Our Father. It says to us that the same name that Jesus used to refer to God, we can use it as well. We have a relationship with God. So much so that we can call on the name of God. And we discover that God is loving. God is personal. An elderly gentleman was out walking with his grandson. And he said to his grandson, "How far are we from home?" The boy answered, "I don't know." The grandfather asked him again, "Well, where are we going?" Again, the boy answered, "I don't know." Then the grandfather said good-naturedly to his grandson, "It sounds to me that we are lost." The young boy looked up at his grandfather and said, "Nope, I can't be lost as long as I'm with you." Relationship. Relationship. God is the answer when we think that we are lost. God is the answer when we think that we are all alone. God is the answer to our lostness. The relationship moves us to the place where we know and proclaim that God is holy. This takes us beyond ourselves. To claim that God is holy, it takes us beyond ourselves. One of Teddy Roosevelt's children used to say of him, "Father always wanted to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral." We need that something that lifts us beyond ourselves. In this journey of life, we can become so closed in. In this great big universe that we live in, we can feel like we're cornered and trapped. Cornered and trapped by our emotions. Cornered by
our failures, trapped by our disappointments. We need to know and claim that holy is our God. We need to be able to say, in being holy, we understand what God is like. We can trust in God. For in that holiness, God is different. In that holiness, God is unique. In that holiness, we are aware of God. And we can call on the name of God. I was amazed in so many references in Scripture and looking in the concordance, just how many references there were and verses there were that describe the name of God. It was amazing. I wanted to use just Psalm 9 and 10. The Lord is our refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the time of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in God. For you, O Lord, have never forsaken us. Just to be able to call on the name of God. Just to be able to know that we can seek God for ourselves. Our relationship with God is in this place. Our relationship with God is in this place as we claim God as Father, as we claim God as Mother, as we claim God in the very way that God has made a difference in our life. To claim God is just friend means a whole lot right now. To claim God as life and to know that it is life now, life abundant, and one day life everlasting. We have a relationship with God. God is holy. And I can't help but think then that this becomes our witness. This becomes our witness throughout the world. I believe in study, theological understanding. What is it that the church believes? All kinds of doctrine. It is all important for us to know. All important for us to try to get a hold of. All of that is important. But when you meet someone who may be living without hope, when you meet that someone who feels very much alone, who perhaps does not have that grandfather to be able to walk with them, when you meet someone who has given up, the very word that can cut through that, our Father, holy is your name. It describes the whole of life. It describes what it is to know of the presence of God. I pray this for you, and I want you to pray for me. For in times and days like these, what better assurance to claim that God's presence is in my life. Let it be, we pray. Amen.